Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again. Today we're going to be talking about how karma affects narcissists and why they never see it coming. I got a special guest today, you know, brother that has dealt with this, and we've had several dialogues over the nature of narcissists and karma and the likes. So bring him in a second. But wanted to speak about, you know, I get so many people talking about and speaking on, you know, do narcissists ever get it? And you've heard me mention this in the videos before. You've heard me speak on it. You heard me talk about it. And a lot of us, we just don't necessarily realize or see how this all plays itself out in the end, and what type of things is the narcissist going through that they don't necessarily allow you or want you to see in the first place. So without further ado, Brother Jamiko, thanks for being on here, man, discussing this today, man. I know you've dealt with this and you've seen it firsthand, and you have some in-depth knowledge yourself on it. And just wanted to bring you on, man, so we could chop it up and share this dialogue and, you know, speak on the different things that go on in this situation. So without further ado, brother, I mean, but
how you doing, Quinn? Good night, everybody.
We good. It's just me and you on right now, brother. You know, this between us, but yeah, you know, everybody. You know, one of the things, man, that a lot of people, you know, kind of come to me and ask, they'll say, like, you know, why does the narcissist hide their grief? You know, go ahead, brother.
Well, Quinn, to be honest with you, the narcissist hides their grief because it's a sign of their failure. It's a sign of their failure. They're going to hide that by any means necessary.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest fear of a narcissist is to fail. And mm-hmm. guess what? And to fail at what they once conquered. They never see themselves losing. See, in their plans, losing was never an option. But when they lose, when you walk away, when you're able to get the strength to move on, they can't take that. They can't take that.
Mm-hmm.
They hate losing. And when they lose, they can't let you see them because they go into a state of shock. When they can't believe you moved on. They can't believe all their manipulation tactics didn't work. It worked, but they were expected to stay along for the ride until they were finished with you.
Mm-hmm.
But when mm-hmm. you grow the strength and move on, that's their biggest fear coming to life.
Right. The biggest thing when I see in that, and you're absolutely right on that, is they do have this mindset going into a situation that I'm about to go ahead and break this person down. I'm about to go ahead and just run the mill on this because that's that arrogance, that's that pride, and the haughtiness that they have in their hearts about whatever they do is supposed to, like, turn into gold. It's going to work out exactly the way that they envision it. That's that magical thinking. So when they do fall, and this is one of the reasons why they don't take karma they don't have the aspect of karma at least being something relevant to why they are failing. You know what I'm saying?
I agree totally.
Yeah, so
Quinn at the end of the day, to be honest with you, Quinn,
mm-hmm.
they don't even believe in karma. They don't even believe in karma. They believe that what happens to them is what happens to them is not a result of something that they did.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look at it like that. I don't know if they don't have the mental capacity to look at it like that, but they never feel like they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they hide the grief, but they don't really have the mental capacity to understand that what goes around comes around.
Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that is they're so busy trying to get what they want and what they desire. They're so busy trying to enforce their will or force their will onto someone else or to be overly overbearing, at least on a person, and trying to, you know, really cause the situation to sway their way, that they're not even taking those things into account. They have tunnel vision when it comes to that.
They're not. They're in tunnel vision. The only thing they're thinking about is getting what they want and destroying you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all they're concerned about. They're not concerned about the repercussions that's going to come along with it. They're not concerned about how you feel. Once they get that supply, that's all that matters. It's like a drug addict. Once they get that high, it comes at any cost.
Right, right. And then we're looking at, when we speak on that thing about, you know, karma being like a law or some sort, you know, the law of cause and effect, you know, where there's consequences. And the narcissist, by operating and being the embodiment of such chaotic inner turmoil that starts to turn rotten to the core, you know, starts to turn wicked in all manner of their ways, they're blinded by their own wickedness. You see?
You are so right. They are blinded by what they do. And guess what? To be honest with you, a lot of them feel that they're not doing anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they're doing nothing wrong.
And that's
the crazy part.
Yeah, that's the kind of, like, you know, really disturbing part about that that makes it so diabolical, is that they don't see that they're doing anything wrong. Everything is justified. You hear a lot of people talking about, oh, narcissists cheated on them. The narcissist was, you know, stealing from them, doing all this and that. And they justify it. A lot of times they try to provoke the source or the victim into doing or into lashing out at them, right? Just so that they can use that as justification to go do wrong behind their backs or to continue forward with the wrong.
You're right, Quinn. Let me give you an example. A narcissist I had, and I had a conversation with them, you know, after we already dated years later, you know, and I told them, I was like, I said, you know, you're heartless. You know, you're heartless. Oh, I wasn't always, this is what she said, oh, I wasn't always like this. People caused me to change. I said, you were like this from day one. Complete denial.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's blaming her heartlessness on the people.
Mm-hmm.
And on the people, not anything she did. And she's telling me how this isn't going right. This is, and I'm telling her it's about the decisions that you made. But she's denying that.
She's deflecting and denying, right? Yeah, and that happens so often with these individuals. The constant denial and deflecting of their behavior. It's almost like nobody's home, really. There's not a there's not a human or a being that is of human nature inside of them, the way that they operate. It's almost like when you're trying to explain something or you're trying to get a point to them or trying to make them see the errors in that, it's a blank. They have like a blank like look on their face, or you can tell it's not registering by they keep talking, trying to explain their point of view, their side of what it is. And that's when you know nothing's registering with this person. Nobody's home. You're talking to an empty shell. You might as well be talking to a robot, because there's nobody home to really absorb and interpret the knowledge or interpret the information that is being given to them in the way to where they can act and adjust whatever the issue is that they're having. They don't do that. Instead, they deflect, project, and a lot of times flat out deny any wrongdoings or anything that's going on. You know, and another thing, moving on to the other thing that we discuss a lot and I hear a lot is, what type of regret do narcissists feel when losing grade A supply? Even have regret.
Listen to me, Quinn. We know that grade A supply is the highest level of supply narcissists can get. And when they get grade A, it's no better. They love it. You know? They're on their highest height. So when they lose that grade A supply, it's a complete meltdown. It's not just regret. They melt down, Quinn.
You have some people now, some people say, well, when this is a grade A supply, may have been the most gullible or the most vulnerable, because obviously
it don't matter. It doesn't matter. See, people don't understand. The grade A supply, like if you're grade A, how you are grade A supply, Quinn? She might take advantage of you, you know. She might manipulate you. She might get everything she wants. She might, you know, do everything. She will destroy you. But at the end of the day, she will never forget how you treated her. She will never forget the value you brought to her life. And that's the biggest mistake she made. Because if she can't find another grade A supply to replace you, she can never move on.
And in instances, I agree totally. In instances, they try to substitute those supplies with either activities or, you know, they'll go to lower grades of supply, and still be discontented. They'll still be this level of despondency within them, because the simple fact is that the grade A supply that they had, that they lost through their reckless, impulsive behavior and an assortment of all other types of things, they end up not always encountering the same type of, you know, transactions with individuals that they managed to get as supply. So, therefore, they will be at a point like kind of stuck in limbo. Another thing, too, is that with the knowledge that's out there today in today's society, with this knowledge that's out there available to the people, it is becoming a lot harder for them to maintain sources for lengthier periods of time. Before this knowledge became widespread, they were running amok. The narcissist is out here narking hard. And now with the knowledge that is being put forth and people have access to it, to having a deeper understanding and making sense out of this confusion, they're spotting narcissists out left and right. It's like a narc vaccine. It's like, you know, yeah. Getting this knowledge is like a vaccination. You're getting that narc vaccine up in you.
Yes. See, people are not as gullible as they used to be. You know, and people are gaining knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They're gaining knowledge, Quinn. And the thing about the narcissist and the thing about going back to, you know, the grade A supply and the regret, the biggest regret the narcissist will have for the rest of their life, and it will stay with them for the rest of their lives, is when they lose grade A supply. They can get grade B, grade C, but they will never be satisfied with. When they get a grade A supply, that's when they're at the highest peaks of their life.
Mm-hmm.
They're at the highest. So
mm-hmm.
when they lose that, understand, they move on to other supplies, you know, Quinn. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
They will look for you, I promise, but they will never find you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They will never find that grade A supply again. And that's their karma. Karma will not allow them to find it because they didn't cherish it when they had it.
They got to pay up.
So guess what, Quinn?
Mm-hmm.
They have to return to the scene of the crime to see your progression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I always say that in my video that they narcs always return back to the scene
yes.
of the crime. And
how to return back to the scene.
And one of the main reasons why I said it is because upon all of this wilding out, trying to run from themselves and run from the damage that they've done to other people in different things and situations, they run out of real estate. And on the other aspect, they run out of spiritual real estate. They don't have anywhere to run after a certain point, and that karma does catch up with them. You know what I mean? You can only go so far. You know, they think they can get away, but they can't.
See, Quinn, I always believe in this statement. The statement is this. The karma bus is delayed due to high demand. But I promise you, it's coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It may be delayed because of high demand. But I promise you it's coming.
And the narc got that all day pass too. They got that
all day
bus pass. They got this. So,
all
I mean, ain't no I can't get on because I ain't got my fare. They got an all-day pass.
They got that Greyhound around America pass. All around America, man.
Yeah, you know, and it's true. It's true. I'm glad you put that in there. And I want to move on now to – how much does pride play in their ability to change and accept defeat?
Because
we hear that a lot of times.
They will never accept defeat, Quinn. Quinn, even when some of them come back and apologize, you know, and say that they messed up and they're sorry, that's only a ploy to try and get you back. And guess what? They only called you or messaged you or talked to you because the pain is so unbearable that when they talk to you, they get some relief.
Mm-hmm.
But they never accept defeat because in the back of their mind, they still feel like they can have you because they are a bit delusional too.
Oh, very delusional.
They are delusional. So... their pride, and a lot of them, their pride is through the roof. They're very prideful people. They don't want to lose. They don't want you to see them lose. But they always want to make you feel like they're on top, like they're winning. But they've lost because the game is over. They have tricked you into believing that they were the prize. But now you took the cover off and realize that you were the prize.
Well, you know, the biggest thing, the biggest thing for a lot of these narcissists and their thing is that pride. That pride, with the lack of common sense, which is, you know, pertains to having good judgment, leads them down a path of inevitable destruction. You know, we know that saying, pride goeth before the fall, and it's true. And, you know, because their pride is so, and it's false pride. I always say that. It's not even real pride. It's false pride because it's based off a false character, a false situation, a false thing that they hang on to for dear life. When really it doesn't even belong to them. That's not nothing. The pride that they have and that false pride is not even theirs. And so,
wow,
you know, they're trying to fight and defend something that they're not really even about or a part of. And so, this is part of how that psychosis plays itself out with them being so. So pathological in their ways, because at the end of the day, the narcissist continues to drift down a path of self-destruction. It's like the moment they begin to take on this way of being, they've already accepted and begun to become a walking, ticking time bomb that is going to explode at some point in time. They will. And part of what helps that explosion is karma. And they're trying to defeat it in any way possible, but they just can't get away from it. They just can't get away from that.
They can't.
It's like a
nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the biggest thing about, you know, them not wanting to accept the defeat, too, is because narcissists hate to lose. They don't want to see that they were wrong. You ultimately came out on top, came out, you know, being the better person when in their minds they're the epitome of perfection in their minds. And to see anything that surpasses them, they can't take someone succeeding them and ending up becoming their successors. They can't take that. That's too much for them. And so rather than to gracefully bow out, they'll go to the point of destroying themselves in the process just to prove a point. And so that by having their pride weigh so heavily upon a lot of their decisions, it's inevitably, and it becomes the same thing that ends up destroying them in the end. Now I want to move on and speak about, you know, if a narcissist were to return to grade A supply, what would their objectives be? What would they be trying to do in that aspect, in that regard of trying to? Of course, we know they want to come back because they have they miss the type of treatment and stuff that they had with that supply. Of course, we know that. But we want to speak on, and you, from your experience with them, what are some of the things that you saw that they were looking to accomplish by coming back? Brother Jamico, you still there?
Yep, still here, man. On 4-4, cut off for a minute, man.
Go ahead.
The thing about NASA, what I don't get, right? They never get over greedy supply. It can be 10 years quick. And they never get out of the psychosis with the Indian, especially well-developed narcissists. The young ones, you know, the borderlines, they have a chance to change. But the well-developed ones, they're only getting worse. And their regrets are only getting stronger. They're using the other supply. They're using other activities just as window dressing.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing. The thing that doesn't allow them to really affect that change, ultimately because they're stuck in a state of fantasy and illusions. I mean, they live in their heads. And by thinking that they can get away or by thinking that they have narcissistic immunity, right? And that's a word I just threw in there, y'all. I mean, narcissistic immunity. Y'all can use that.
I love the word.
They can use that if you want. You know what I'm saying? They not diplomatic immunity, but they think they have narcissistic immunity. And they feel that they can get away with whatever they think in their mind.
Yeah.
And see, this is the dangerous part, because when a person starts to think that they are immune to any consequences, you are dealing with a very dangerous individual. And I don't think a lot of people understand that this is how they think. They're not thinking about, oh, this can happen and this can. They just go. And when you have, or if you're around someone like that, you are putting yourself in all sorts of and possibly grave danger. Because these individuals don't take in anything as being above them. They completely push that out of their minds. They completely dissolve that and only see themselves as the operating factors. And the only thing that they have to answer to is themselves, is how they see it.
Quinn, they respect nobody. They will cut anybody's throat. It is all of their most selfish human beings on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I have proven that. They are all about themselves. But they still have to realize what you sow, you have to reap.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They have to reap it.
So the next thing I want to touch upon, and another thing that, because a lot of people always say this too. I mean, one of the things I look at is, how does the narcissist know when they are defeated? And that's a big one, because people only see what the narcissist projects or puts out to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not looking at the shadow side of the narcissist. They're not looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, the narcissist can be going through all types of misery and hell, absolute hell.
Yeah.
But they'll walk out with a smiley face on, acting as though they're completely normal and that they're good. And here you have this emotional, psychological wreck walking around, walking amongst and interacting amongst people. seeking to alleviate them themselves of the pain and misery. And the only way that they can do that is to inflict that pain and misery that they're feeling on someone else.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, when a narcissist gets a narcissist injury, you think you had it worse? Wait till you see the person after you. You think you had it bad. They will take out everything on that person. Your situation will seem like a joke.
I think a lot of people don't understand that, too, when that's another that's a good point.
They don't understand that. They don't understand that the blessing was in the betrayal. Thank it's good. Thank God you got out when you did. Because if you had stayed, you would have lost yourself forever.
There's a lot of people who don't come out right again ever after dealing with these narcissistic individuals.
They don't never see them. They don't never come out. I'm telling you, because I almost lost myself, right? I almost lost myself. She was my life. And she was my life. But when you come out, the sun does shine. Not right away, because you're going to feel pain. You're going to feel her. This is someone you invested into. But the sun will shine again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing about when we look at, you know, the whole, speaking of the subject title, how karma affects narcissism, why they never get it, is because when a person does someone wrong who had no ill intent to do them anything wrong, and they walk away like they just got away with something, that moment in time, that situation, that experience has been stamped. It's been recorded. And people say, well, I know a narcissist, and they're not going through anything. They seem to be even living it up even more.
Lies.
Right.
Lies. Pure lies.
Here's the thing. Here's another thing too. The narcissist may come up on a quick little lick or a quick little situation for the time being, you know, but that doesn't mean that they're fully satisfied. That doesn't mean that they're happy. You know, happiness has to be generated. It has to be. You don't just become happy. You have to work towards being happy. And so the narcissist is too busy working towards covering an image and not living to be happy. So in essence, they're never really happy. They're only working on their image when you see them and it appears that they are happy or being happy or living this life and you see it. Of course, it's designed to look that way. It's supposed to look that way for the person who they were with or the people who they were with in the past. It's supposed to look that way. They're only doing their jobs. But that doesn't speak to what's really going on.
See, Quinn, at the end of the day, this is their plan. They can't let you see them sweat.
Mm-hmm.
They can't. If you see them sweat, they fail.
Mm-hmm.
They can't allow you to see it. So they have to put on whatever show. They have to.
Absolutely. I think you said a mouthful there. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody, we got to wind down. Time's running down already. Wanted to throw that out there. In closing, karma does always come back. May not be the way you have saw it in your head or in your mind. And the reason why they never see it is because they're not even in the same state of existence as all normal human, other human beings are. So they never see it coming when it does come. So, of course, they're not going to even acknowledge it as karma. It's just everything's going wrong for them in their minds and in their heads. And that's how they feel.
So very true.
So, everybody, thank you for tuning in. This is part of what's on the ASSC Direct podcast show. You can subscribe at the ASSC Group Network channel. Just giving you a little preview here. Anyway, Jamiko, thank you for coming on, man. I appreciate you coming on and sharing your experience and knowledge you have,
anytime,
too, brother.
Anytime,
appreciate
brother.
It.
Anytime.
So, yeah, everybody, I appreciate y'all. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. Hit that like button, too, as well. See y'all next time.